Grand rising, beautiful humans, and welcome to Rising Minds, where our intention is clear. We want to share value and valuable information for transformation, designed to raise your consciousness to a whole new level of mind. I'm your host, Sam Dagash, aka The Mind Alchemist. And in this episode, I thought it would be great to dive a little bit deeper following our previous episode around knowing your mind and discussing the unconscious mind. And I thought it's really important to set certain principles in place, certain knowings that will help you in your journey, help you to become more conscious. And one of these principles of understanding the unconscious mind and prime directives is the fact that the unconscious mind doesn't process negatives directly. Now, what does that even mean? It means it doesn't understand when you're speaking to it or being spoken to the idea of not doing something or not focusing on something. So for example, if I had to say to you now, the listener, I want you to not think about a pink elephant. Do not think of a pink elephant. Don't even bring that in your mind. I do not want you to think about a pink elephant. Now, you see, I don't want you to think about a pink elephant. What did you think about? You actually thought about a pink elephant. And even though I said to you not to think about it, your mind automatically, the unconscious mind, automatically goes on a search for something, searching for a pink elephant. And this is just a simple example to understand that the mind takes everything personal. And I'm referring to the unconscious mind. And based on that knowledge, the principle that I want to share with you is a principle, a rule, a law, like the principle of gravity. And if we apply this principle in our life, if we keep it in our attention and aware of it, it'll help us dramatically, and it literally will change your life. And what that is, it's simple, yet very effective. It states the following. You should always focus on what you want, not what you don't want. I'll repeat that again. Always focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And if you reflect on that and you think about yourself and different experiences and different times in your life where you find yourself potentially focusing on an outcome that you don't want. You don't want that to happen to you, and you repeat it in your mind, and you're, I want to make sure I don't lose my job, or I don't want to get sick, or I don't want to have an argument right now with this person, or whatever. So whatever we're saying right now, I don't want to get sick, what actually is happening, for example, the mind, the unconscious mind, is always listening. It's the observer. And it's taking information in as a command. It's literally saying, get sick, get sick, get sick. Although you're saying, I don't want to get sick, because I just demonstrated to you that the elephant, the pink elephant in the room, I asked you not to think about it. It's exactly the same thing when you're saying to yourself, I don't want to get sick. The image and the search engine that gets activated there is a search for get sick. Which brings me into this metaphor that your mind is like Google search. Every time you think about something, whether it's something you want or something you don't want, your mind goes on a search for it. It starts to bring up the images of what that looks like. And the problem lies exactly there. Because we think about everything that comes to mind and we're focusing on something we don't want, the unconscious mind takes it personal and starts to feel or experience that, whatever that you are thinking about. So when you focus on something you don't want, the mind is focusing on that experience, i.e. it's playing it in your mind. And by doing so, your body, which is the unconscious mind, doesn't know the difference between what's real and not. So now it starts to experience that in the now. So it's important that when we focus on things we want in life, even if it's things that is in the future, The chances are when we focus on the things we want, we are feeding our mind and feeding our body outcomes that are good for us. Outcomes that serve our mind, serve our body, serve our nervous system. So it's not much of stress, it's more of a parasympathetic nervous system, it's more a rest and digest. It's something that I'm excited about, something that I look forward to, something that I want to create in my life. So going back to that principle, when you find yourself focusing on something you don't want, because it happens, it's unconscious. The action plan here is to stop what you're doing in that moment and automatically ask yourself, what is that I'm looking to focus on instead? What do I actually want? Not what I don't want. What do I actually want? And stopping in that moment and thinking about it, giving it a thought, a conscious thought, to find the opposite of the outcome you want and focus your attention and energy there is going to serve you way better than focusing on outcomes that hasn't even happened yet, but things that you don't want. And that's where anxiety kicks in. Anxiety is pretty much our mind fixated in an outcome in the future that hasn't happened yet, but it's an outcome we don't want, and it's an outcome that's creating us anxiety and fear. We'll get into that later and go deeper into anxiety and how to deal with fear in other episodes that I plan to share with you guys. But for now, I just wanted to really bring this principle into play in your life. I would highly encourage you, the listener, to start to focus on what you want and not what you don't want. And start training your mind. We call this priming the mind. Start to prime your mind to outcomes that you want. And why is that important? Because all of a sudden your body starts to prepare itself. You start to behave. You start to take actions towards that outcome. Not running away from something that you don't want. And bringing it closer to you, in fact. So, I trust this has been insightful. And I want to remind you of that Google search engine mind of yours. Everything you think about, it constantly brings that to the surface. So you want to be looking at beautiful images. You want to be focusing on outcomes you want. You want to be making sure whatever that search engine that you have within your mind is searching for things that is in a reality and outcomes that you want for yourself, that you want to see yourself living in, that you are conscious of choosing them for a better purpose, for a better outcome, for a better future, for a better action taking. And seeing yourself and focusing on the outcomes you want to bring into your life. And to end with a final say, a say you've probably heard before, or a sentence you've heard somewhere, but it's really so true and so real in many levels, from a quantum model of reality to just understanding our neuroscience. And it states, where you focus your attention is where you focus your energy. And you want to be focusing your attention and energy on the things you want to create for yourself. Much love and positive energy.